degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee is one of five states that could play a leading role in the future of nuclear energy and the storage of nuclear waste. WPLN's Daniel Potter reports this week the state made the Department of Energy's shortlist to host a Nuclear Life Cycle Innovation Campus.
Since World War II, Tennessee has been a nuclear leader, helping develop the first atomic weapons in Oak Ridge. Governor Bill Lee pointed back to that legacy in a statement touting the state's inclusion in the new federal project. The idea is this could drive big investments and create jobs. But a key challenge is federal policymakers have struggled for years to settle on a good place to permanently store nuclear waste. Part of Tennessee's sales pitch is that it could reprocess or reuse some of those materials for things like healthcare, defense, and industry. But that only gets you so far. Some waste has to end up somewhere. The proposal looks at where it could end up underground in the Oak Ridge area. It also says nuclear shipments come with risks, particularly when passing through cities like Nashville and along treacherous stretches of highway in East Tennessee. Whether or to what extent the state will take part in the federal project is not yet final. Daniel Potter, WPLN News.
The Tennessee Titans have opened their training camp and are looking to snap a four-year streak of seasons with more losses than wins. The team has a new head coach, Robert Saleh, and spent more money on hiring new players than any other team in the NFL. The Titans have two preseason games in August at Nissan Stadium. Their first regular season game is at home on September 13th. To all the cool kids in Cheatham County, middle and high school, who use zippered binders or trapper keepers to organize their schoolwork, we have some bad news. In this new school year, those types of binders are no longer allowed. The district is banning them because their interior pockets can interfere with weapons detection systems. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.